Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family. The standing between the living and the dead memorial devotional service, family members as well. This is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House daily reading of the chronological Bible, episode, if you will, number 161. Where I simply read the Holy Bible in the King James Version each day in chronological order with my family, as we have been doing for over 33 years. That is reading the Bible together and praying together in family devotions. And I have personally been doing for over 41 years by the grace of God. So we're not doing this to be seen. This is what we have done, and then God spoke to my heart to encourage and inspire others to do the same, showing them that it can be done consistently for the glory of God and by the grace of God. Beloved, this unique viewpoint allows you to read the whole Bible as a single true story and to see the unfolding of God's plan in history according to His Word. Today we are reading Leviticus chapter 23. Let's pray. Holy Father God, grant each and every one of us Your energy, Your strength, Your grace, and the power of Your Holy Spirit to read Your Holy Word, to remember Your Holy Word as we read it, to understand it as we read it, to apply it to our lives, to teach it and share it with others in a loving discipleship fashion, and to preach Your Holy Gospel from it. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for His sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great joy, blessing, and pleasure to read in your hearing the Word of God. Thus saith the Lord. At Leviticus chapter 23. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them concerning the feasts of the Lord, which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocations. Even these are my feasts. Six days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest and holy convocation. Ye shall do no work therein, it is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. These are the feasts of the Lord, even holy convocations, which ye shall proclaim in their seasons. In the 14th day of the first month at even is the Lord's Passover. And on the 15th day of the same month is the feast of unleavened bread unto the Lord. 7 days ye must eat unleavened bread. In the first day ye shall have an holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work therein. But ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord 7 days. In the seventh day is an holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work therein. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, When ye be come into the land which I give unto you, and shall reap the harvest thereof, then ye shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest unto the priest. And he shall wave the sheaf before the Lord to be accepted for you. On the morrow after the Sabbath, the priest shall wave it. And ye shall offer that day, when ye wave the sheaf, an he lamb without blemish of the first year, for a burnt offering unto the Lord. And the meat offering thereof shall be 2/10 deals of fine flour mingled with oil, an offering made by fire unto the Lord for a sweet savour, and the drink offering thereof shall be of wine, the fourth part of an hin. And ye shall eat neither bread nor parched corn nor green ears until the selfsame day that ye have brought an offering unto your God. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations in all your dwellings. And ye shall count unto you from the morrow after the Sabbath, from the day that ye brought the sheaf of the wave offering, 7 Sabbaths shall be complete. Even unto the morrow after the 7th Sabbath shall ye number 50 days, and ye shall offer a new meat offering unto the Lord. Ye shall bring out of your habitations 2 wave loaves of 2/10 deals. They shall be of fine flour, they shall be baken with leaven, they are the first fruits unto the Lord. And ye shall offer with the bread 7 lambs without blemish of the first year, and 1 young bullock and 2 rams. They shall be for a burnt offering unto the Lord, with their meat offering and their drink offerings, even an offering made by fire of sweet savour unto the Lord. Then ye shall sacrifice 1 kid of the goats for a sin offering, and 2 lambs of the first year for a sacrifice of peace offerings. And the priest shall wave them with the bread of the first fruits for a wave offering before the Lord. With the 2 lambs they shall be holy to the Lord for the priest. And ye shall proclaim on the self same day, that it may be an holy convocation unto you. Ye shall do no servile work therein. It shall be a statute forever in all your dwellings throughout your generations. And when ye reap the harvest of your land, thou shalt not make clean riddance of the corners of thy field. When thou reapest, neither shalt thou gather any gleaning of the harvest. Thou shalt leave them unto the poor and to the stranger. I am the Lord your God. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, In the seventh month, in the first day of the month, shall ye have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing of trumpets, and holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work therein, but ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Also on the tenth day of this seventh month there shall be a day of atonement. It shall be an holy convocation unto you, and ye shall afflict your souls, and offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. And ye shall do no work in that same day, for it is a day of atonement, to make an atonement for you before the Lord your God. For whatsoever soul it be that shall not be afflicted in that same day, he shall be cut off from among his people. And whatsoever soul it be that doeth any work in that same day, the same soul will I destroy from among his people. Ye shall do no manner of work. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations in all your dwellings. It shall be unto you a Sabbath of rest, and ye shall afflict your souls in the ninth day of the month at even, from even unto even shall ye celebrate your Sabbath. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, The 15th day of this seventh month shall be the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days unto the Lord. On the first day shall be an holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work therein. 7 days ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. On the eighth day shall be an holy convocation unto you, and ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. It is a solemn assembly, and ye shall do no servile work therein. These are the feasts of the Lord, which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocations, to offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord, a burnt offering, and a meat offering, a sacrifice, and drink offerings, everything upon his day. Beside the Sabbaths of the Lord, and beside your gifts, and beside all your vows, and beside all your freewill offerings, which ye give unto the Lord. Also in the 15th day of the seventh month, when ye have gathered in the fruit of the land, ye shall keep a feast unto the Lord. 7 days, on the first day shall be a Sabbath, and on the eighth day shall be a Sabbath. And ye shall take you on the first day of the boughs of goodly trees, branches of palm trees, and the boughs of thick trees, and willows of the brook, and ye shall rejoice before the Lord your God 7 days. And ye shall keep it a feast unto the Lord 7 days in the year. It shall be a statute forever in your generations. Ye shall celebrate it in the seventh month. Ye shall dwell in booths 7 days. All that are Israelites born shall dwell in booths, that your generations may know that I made the children of Israel to dwell in booths, when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. And Moses declared unto the children of Israel the feasts of the Lord. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you, not only for your powerful holy word, but your beautiful holy word. And I pray that you will help us to remember it, hide it in our hearts, help us to apply the principles, and obey it, and help us to share it and teach it to others in a loving discipleship way, and to proclaim your holy gospel based upon your entire holy word. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family, and the standing between the living and the dead service family as well. This is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, episode number 841, where I simply read the Word of God and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source, such as the Bible Knowledge Commentary or Matthew Henry Commentary or some other reputable commentary or study Bible. Beloved, this podcast is based upon Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 8, where it says, Ezra and the Levites read in the book, in the law of God distinctly, and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. So the aim of this podcast is that through the simple reading of the Word of God and the giving of the sense of it, it is my humble prayer that the church would be revived and the world would be awakened. Today, beloved, we are reading Zechariah chapter 6, verses 1 through 3. Let's pray. Holy Father God, give us your grace and your strength and your energy and your unction and your anointing and the power of your Holy Spirit to read your holy word and to understand it. And Lord, I do pray that you will help us to read it sincerely and to remember it, to hide it in our hearts, to apply it to our lives, to obey it on an individual basis, and then, Lord, teach it and share it with others so that they can understand it and apply it to their lives, and to proclaim and preach your holy gospel so that others would come to know your Savior. In fact, we pray for people who are lost to be saved today through this podcast. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Beloved, today we're reading Zechariah chapter 6, verses 1 through 3. And I turned and lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold, there came four chariots out from between two mountains. And the mountains were mountains of brass. In the first chariot were red horses, and in the second chariot, black horses. And in the third chariot, white horses. And in the fourth chariot, grizzled and bay horses. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Zechariah chapter 6, verses 1 through 3. Now here is the sense of it, now with the Bible Knowledge Commentary of Dallas Theological Seminary. The chariot's place of departure. The chariot's place of departure is identified as two mountains which were made of bronze, an alloy of copper and tin, the ancient counterpart to brass, an alloy of copper and zinc. Bronze seems to symbolize righteous divine judgment against sin, since the Hebrew text has the definite article, the two mountains. Some see a reference to the two well-known mountains, Zion and Olivet. Though the association of Olivet with the second coming of Christ may support this view, it is doubtful that actual mountains are intended, since these were made of bronze. The four chariots with different colored horses speak of the universality of divine judgment, which will go in all directions throughout the earth. If the colors are significant, perhaps red symbolizes war and bloodshed, black designates death and famine, white speaks of triumph and victory, and dappled denotes pestilence and plagues. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, thank you for the privilege to read your holy word and to teach your holy word and to proclaim your holy gospel, which will be heard right after this prayer. Holy Father God, I pray that your Holy Ghost would save those who are lost, encourage and revive those who are saved. In Jesus Christ's name we do pray, and for his sake, amen. And Holy Father God, in connection to our standing between the living and the dead service, Lord, at this point in time, we read the family verses, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 33, which says, "Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband." And Holy Father God, we also pray who have sent in prayer requests, and we pray, Lord, for the people who have gotten saved through the ministry and who have rededicated their life through the ministry. We pray, Lord, for Annette. Please heal her cousin Tracy and help Charles to make full recovery from a car accident. We pray for Lisa. Please heal Bishop Felix Heal and his wife Jennifer from the coronavirus plague. We pray for P. Regrina. Please bless her family with good health and prosperity. We pray, Lord, for those who have gotten saved. Help them to grow in the faith and be the Christians you want them to be. Richard, John, Cecilia, Chaka and Sephora. We pray now for the people who have recommitted their lives through the preaching of this ministry. Lord, we pray for Benju, Gigi, Rashida, Ladira, and Henry. And now, Lord, we pray for others. We pray for all Christians everywhere. Lord, everybody who names the name of Christ, help us to humble ourselves. Help us to pray. Help us to seek your face. Help us to turn from our wicked ways and help us to repent and get back to you, our first love. We pray, Lord, for the family and friends of Italian missionary Aldino Amato. We pray for the family and friends of Alabama teacher Sheila Smith. We pray for the family and friends of Marilyn Baker, Philomena Scalia. We pray for the family and friends of Iowa pastor Larry Sona. We pray for the family and friends of Tennessee Dr. Raymond Fuller. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and for his sake. Lord, for all of these people who have families have suffered through the coronavirus plague. And we also pray for the salvation of the lost once again in this country and around the globe. We pray, Lord, for the revival of the saved in this country and around the globe. We pray for the healing of the sick in this country and around the globe. Lord, let your will be done and not ours. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you are with us today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world," these are the words of Jesus Christ, "God so loved the world," that means that if you are in this world, God loves you, "that he gave his only begotten Son," God gave up his only begotten Son, "to suffer and to bleed and to die on the cross for your sins. He shed innocent blood on the cross for your sins, because Jesus Christ never committed a sin in word, in thought, in attitude, or in deed." Yes, you can have a sinful attitude. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son up to suffer and to bleed and to die on the cross for our sins," however, our lies, our stealing, our lusting after people and things, coveting after people and things, what other people have, our disrespect and dishonor and disobedience and having bad attitudes towards our parents, our taking God's name in vain, and so many other sins. These are just five of the Ten Commandments. If we have broke one of them, we have broken the whole law according to the Bible. Jesus died for all of our wickedness and all of our sins. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son," Jesus Christ, he was speaking of himself, "that whosoever believeth in him," the word "whosoever" means anybody at any time. The word "believeth" means to trust in, to have faith in him, Jesus Christ, "should not perish," that is, you will not go to hell, but have everlasting life. So, dear friend, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ today so that you can be saved from the torments of hell. For the Bible teaches that once you die unsaved, if you die without believing in Christ, you will immediately wake up in the torments of hell. If you want to avoid that and wake up in heaven and in the arms of Jesus Christ, if you will, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ down here. For the Bible says in Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever, there's that word again, whosoever, anybody at any time, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. It's very simple to be saved, very easy to be saved, contrary to what people will tell you. You don't have to be in a church building to get saved. You don't have to join a church to get saved. You don't have to get baptized to get saved. You don't have to give any money to the church to get saved. You don't have to shake the preacher's hand. You don't have to raise your hand. You don't have to walk down the aisle. You don't have to do anything to get saved but believe in Jesus Christ and call on his name and pray and ask him to save you. And he will do so, my beloved. If he did it for me, he'll do it for you. So believe in your heart. Only you can do that. That Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day. Pray with me the sinner's prayer. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it. from your heart. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, I acknowledge that I am a wicked sinner, and I admit that I have broken your Ten Commandments. I have indeed committed some of those sins that were mentioned earlier by the preacher. And Holy Father God, I admit that I deserve to go to hell just like a criminal deserves to go to jail. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my crimes and sins. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and into my spirit and save my soul. As I now believe with all of my heart in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried and rose on the third day. And Lord, I do not understand it all, but I thank you for it all. And I believe it all. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and into my spirit and save my soul. And change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. And help me to truly repent of my sins past. And to truly repent of my sins present. And to turn from my evil life. And to follow you, Lord Jesus, in the new life. For it is in your name I do pray. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you just believed in the Lord Jesus Christ with all of your heart, as your Lord and Savior, and you prayed that prayer with me and you meant it from your heart, I declare to you that based upon the Word of God, the Holy Bible, that I just shared with you, you are now saved from hell and you're on your way to heaven. Welcome to the family of God, dear friend. I want to congratulate you on doing the most important thing in life. And that is believing in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ Jesus, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my book titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John chapter 10, verse 9, and this is what the book title is based on. I am the door, Jesus Christ said. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Ladies and gentlemen, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you, is my prayer.